And they'd tell me what.
Huh?
They'd break it.
What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth is cut and then it grows back again. And what do you call it when it grows back? Would you call it a second growth or a volunteer or a second cutting or something?
It's a second growth, it isn't a volunteer. I wouldn't think, Edward, would you? It doesn't go even.
Second growth.
A second growth.
Okay, fine.
Because I volunteer. Because it runs voluntarily, it was laying and just grew.
Mm-hmm. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Oh, good old cornbread.
Okay. And what are some other... Excuse me.
Did I do this?
That's all right. I'll just move it up a little bit.
Oh, I didn't go.
What are some other things that you can make out of cornmeal in the kitchen besides cornbread?
Oh, well, you really... I've got to go. This is all about how I need muffins and I need what did you call it? I've got the cooker to make the ring and a piece of...
I've got a corn stick
and bacon, you know.
Egg bread and muffins
and I don't know what, but there's not anything better than, now if you want a hoe cake for fish, you're going to have that.
Right.
Corn hoe cake.
Mm-hmm.
If for a vegetable dinner, I'd want a nice little pone that week. And I have a maid, and she's been with me, she makes the most delightful. I have people coming in, and they'll think my cornbread is the best thing I've got. So many people don't make it like that, you know.
Well, there really is nothing better than a good cornbread.
That's what I say. I have them to come in there. Oh, and this bread's so good. And I ring with you not to taste it because I like it myself.
Well, have you ever had something that... I think you make it up in little balls that's made out of cornmeal and then cooked with turnip greens or something like that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
that's what everybody likes. Dumplings. Corn dumplings. That's what I call them.
Have any crust to them, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, don't have any crust at all. You make them up. I know I made them up too.
Good salt.
Uh-huh.
I dip up some of the juice out of where the turnips is cooking and make it up that way and put a little salt in there. Make them a little biscuit like that and drop them in. Okay. But a lot of people don't cook them. They don't want to have to worry. But my family likes them and I did. I always tried to do what they wanted.
Well, have you ever heard those called corn dodgers?
Yeah. No,
or is that something different?
I don't exactly what a corn dodge is, but
I don't think that would be a caller. I never had heard, but a corn dodger just cook some cornbread and make it up, I mean, just any kind of way you want.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what about the little things that you fix in, cornmeal still? And you fix it up into little balls and drop it in deep fat and have them with fish?
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, have you ever fixed those at all?
Yes.
And how do you fix those?
Hush puppies?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What do you put in them besides the cornmeal and something to hold them together? Do you put onions in them?
Well, so many people can put to their flavor, you know. But I never did put any onions in them, which... But I use onions in good bit. But now just think about it. Neither one of us use onion now when I cook it.
Now,
I used to think, dressing. And I still think if you're going to make dressing, you've got to put a little onion in it.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't eat it. Now, onions don't suit me. When you get older, there's a lot of things that you can't eat.
Yeah, I imagine that's true.
But I just get where they don't suit me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know, last year I didn't care for turnip greens, and I always loved it better than most anything.